I'd like to welcome everybody to the September 11th Selectmen's Meeting, and would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And before we get all comfortable, I'd just like to take and have everybody join me in a moment of silence for 9/11 and all the victims.
Excellent.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right, at this time, we'd like to open the public hearing again.
Yes, we're pushing the day back, so I re-noticed Mr. Snow pointed out that it was supposed to be posted in the newspaper. Yes, the warrant was supposed to be in the newspaper. So, it actually worked out well because three of us selected we couldn't make the meeting for the 7th, so it's going to be Thursday the 21st, so.
And this is according to RSA 31:5-B.
Is there a party on the 7th? I said, is there a party on the 7th?
No, there was a party.
Sue's already got it. So it opened the, opened the public hearing at 6:31.
It, again, was curing the defect of the form that was posted. Same thing as I said last time, last meeting. So we're just going to vote to cure the defect.
All right, and the 21st worked for everybody?
21st, yeah. Well, not Pat. Pat said Thursday's not good, but 21st, everyone's good on the Thursday, the 21st.
Yeah. Well, it's the last cruise night, so I was...
It'll be really quick,
this,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, this won't be long,
yeah.
So...
this sounds good.
All right.
What is the time on it?
6:30.
If I have to, I'll get on and over.
Okay. And then this, if we could all sign the warrants.
And so, Andrea, somebody did ask me, and so just so they know, it's not changing any numbers.
No.
Just the format.
Just that
that's
it was
it.
Not.
Just to legalize how it was
ratifying
posted.
Ratifying the right to cure the defect. Yeah. So.
And we won't even entertain any discussion on numbers. Has the board got any questions about that? The public hearing? No? See you then? The public? Any questions? All right, see you then? Motion to...
I'd like to make a motion to close the public hearing at... What is it? 6:33.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Boyd. Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Approve the minutes of August 28th.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for August 28th.
I'll second that, Pat.
Before we take a vote, do we need to change anything about that whole public hearing that we had? I mean, is it just a...
No, because she can put it in this meeting's minutes.
Okay. Anybody have any changes or questions? Mm-hmm. Okay, all in favor?
I wasn't here.
Okay.
Oh,
abstain.
Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Okay, departmental reports. Highway.
Okay, so for the month of August, the big things that we completed was Tower Hill reconstruction. We completed all the cleanup work and finished work on Brown Road and South Road, so they're completely done. Fixing washouts as needed and then just patching. All I have, barring any questions.
Yeah.
Are you done with Tower Hill?
No.
No. Okay. I just, it's great. Don't get me wrong.
There's just some cleanup stuff we got to do.
All right. It's not extending any further at this point.
Not this year.
No. That's a question. I'm sorry.
Next year.
No. All right. No. It's a great improvement.
So you've got that all hydro-seeded yet?
Yep.
You got plenty of rain on top of that grass.
I know.
That's
with
good
this
planning.
Humidity and whatnot in the rain, the grass flies right out of the ground.
Yeah, it does.
Sue, you got a question?
When you're doing patching, you know when you go onto Donovan Road on the High Street and...
No, wait,
it's been a couple of months since I brought it up.
No, but it's true, it's true.
Can you take patching material and make that apron since the state didn't do it when they were, you know, going through
it? I'd like to see it actually go in there about 10 feet or so, Jeff.
I don't really think like actual patch would be...
Yeah, I don't know.
When you're doing the paving...
Yeah, if we ever have some extra money when we're paving or something, that's kind of something that I'm planning on just going in and doing the apron.
Yeah.
We just have it. That's really what it comes.
Because it needs to be deeper than your average apron, I think, because it's right where everybody stops, and then they step on it to get out onto High Street and kicks it up.
There isn't an apron on Donovan is really the problem.
Yeah.
It just needs something.
Right.
Especially because they're coming out onto a main state road.
Exactly.
Fast.
Yeah.
Everybody steps on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Kicks another inch.
Yeah, yeah.
And that brush there is on a person's property. You can't cut that back, so you have a little bit better visibility. Is that on someone's? Well, it's not your job, I guess.
If it's on somebody's property, I wouldn't be able to cut it without talking to them.
But it's a state.
If it's just limbs that hang over, we can cut limbs that hang over into the right of way. It technically, if you ever call the state for a visibility issue, they're just going to tell you a town road is no different than a driveway. And the town has to take care of it. So I can go. Oh yeah, I can go take a look at it. They've told me. They've said that before, and I'll just take a look at it, and I can just.
Well, can we put gravel, or is there? I mean, again, I don't know that much about, or I don't know anything about anything, so. Is there something
at the end, are you talking?
Yeah, where those big divots are.
Yeah.
And again, I think part of it, you can't see past the scrub brush there in the front of that house.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, maybe we could just go up and cut some of the brush. You know, if it's brush that's growing out into the right of way, we should be able to limb it up anyways.
I never measured
it. It's no different than if a tree limb's growing out into the right of way. You can limb it right back to the edge of the right of way. Whatever the homeowner wants, if they want you to go all the way back, normally it looks a lot better.
I think there's a stone wall there, so I don't know if they might want that.
Are you done paving this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else on the board?
The condition that North Road and South Road are in right now, is there anything that we can do to hopefully get through another winter season? There's just a couple of holes that are all the way down to gravel, and they're just getting worse and worse every time it rains.
We just got to keep patching them. It's really what it comes down to. I'd like to cut a couple of those holes out, like what I did on Crowley Road, and patch it back in because it holds really well.
Yep.
But that won't be till next year.
I've gotten some complaints from people with motorcycles and stuff.
Yeah.
Just how dangerous it is, especially if you don't see that pothole coming.
Oh, yeah.
So.
On Old Candia Road, that's breaking up again.
Yeah, that needs to be patched as well.
But so you'll be patching it before winter?
There's 150,000.
They added that section on it. Is it basically what they did?
What's that?
Just to the right. Didn't they widen that road a little bit and put a section on it? That's the way it looked like a long time ago.
Which part are you talking about?
Old Candia Road.
Yeah.
That basically it's, I don't know, what is it, about 2 feet off the side of the road. That whole area just breaks up. I thought at one time that the Old Candia Road was just so wide and then they widened it.
They did. They added that 2 feet on the edge of both sides.
So that's where it's breaking up, where that's...
Breaks away from the concrete.
That end of it,
Okay.
Okay.
There's two spots. There's actually one on the flats there, and then there's one halfway up the hill, long stretch halfway up the hill.
It's all before Chester Turnpike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is breaking
up. It's town road. It's not the state.
No.
Yeah.
That's our part.
Okay.
Yeah, we own that stretch.
Well, it doesn't matter. It sounds like whether it is or not.
Did you come up with any yardage or tonnage for that black pack for Tower Hill? Remember you and I were talking about possibly using it?
You're talking about the back
the backside, when you said you wanted to try using some of that instead of gravel?
Yeah, we had, I think for that backside, instead of doing the millings, I think it's probably just going to be best if it's just paved. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just the backside.
Yeah.
It's the only part that'll need it.
Yeah.
Because I've been thinking about the millings, and I don't know that they're going to hold up as good as I think that they're going to. Even if they are,
it's very surprising how it holds up.
But I'm still going to...
All right.
I'm still looking into it. I mean, we've got a whole another year to kind of figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Backside of what?
Tower Hill.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Anybody else have anything for highway? No. Police.
Good evening. Just wanted to circle back on the McDonald's recognition program. I mentioned last meeting.
Yeah.
I nominated Rick and Lieutenant Langlois and Officer McPherson, and they accepted them. There will be a presentation at the Raymond McDonald's on October 4th at 4 o'clock. Both officers, and they accepted both nominations.
At 4 o'clock?
I'll write up a memo and turn it in for you guys. Perfect. Have an up-to-date. I just got that email over the weekend.
Nice.
So it was nice to hear. We are forming a critical incident stress management team. Auburn, Candia, Chester, Manchester Waterworks. It's a group effort. We have peer-to-peer with our officers. If there's any critical incidents, it's a best practice. Manchester PD kind of spearheaded it. There's different teams starting up throughout the state. There is going to have to be an annual investment from us. We'll have a psychologist or a trained counselor provide training to the team, about $1,500 a year for that. They're available to come out if there's a suicide or something, officers having a bad, any type of situation. And it's not just for police officers, it's for other town employees, firefighters, civilians. This person will come out to the scene or the situation and talk to the employee, provide support until the town insurance can take over. I think it's a great program. We got a group of guys, we got one guy here that wants to be involved. So the officers have to feel comfortable to go to this person. Every department will have someone on the team. They'll have annual training. We'll have this person that's trained to deal with these type of situations, giving the team necessary training and support for that person that's in a crisis situation. So it's for the wellness and for mental health of the officers.
So what do they do now, Mike? Don't they come if there's...
We've had kind of piecemeal. The fire station invited us over one time when we had that situation with a young person in town. But that was just a debriefing situation. There's debriefing is part of it, but there's also one-on-one. Where there's nothing right now, no counseling.
Oh, I thought there was counseling available.
Nope.
I made that mistake.
This guy was only three, you should have been driving.
No, and if something happens in the middle of the night, this person's out of Chester.
Oh, okay.
The one that the team's approached and been talking with, that will come out to the scene. I'll have more information on this as we go, but...
Yeah, as you get more information, can you send me some of that?
Oh, yeah.
I'd definitely like to check that out.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Just a quick follow-up. I spoke to Lee Baronis. He's the new guy that took over William Lambert's position at the DOT Traffic Bureau. Of course, he wasn't familiar. He remembers the meeting, but he goes, I got so many situations, I'm going to have to circle back with the other guys, the district engineer, Radwanski, and whoever, and Lambert is part of that group. We had that meeting back in March. So I just talked to him a week ago. So he's like, let me circle back and come up with some ideas for you to give to your board. This is regarding the Exit 3 issue.
Right. Well, at least he didn't just blow you off with
dime,
right?
Yeah, I had to keep reaching out to him because it's a nightmare up there. To be frank, to try to get through to anybody.
The stop sign going straight through.
Well, that whole intersection is just screwed up.
Yeah.
It doesn't, nothing flows right.
Has there been any accidents out there?
There's been close calls, and I had a resident that had his family in his vehicle a few weeks back, and he was pretty upset. He goes, I'll pay for the signs. He goes, I'll come up to the select. I said, I'm working with the state. I'm trying to get some feedback. I said, I'll report back to you. So I'm keeping him in the loop because he was pretty uptight. And when you get a close call and you get your family, I can totally understand it. I've seen it myself. I've been involved. I travel that road every day. Every day I'm coming through there. I see it all the time.
Do you not think that a yellow flashing, like a solar yellow flashing thing will call attention to it? Or you like the flow of it?
I think that main problem is the cars coming running the stop signs. So I'd like to see like a oversized fluorescent or a stop sign, two of them actually.
Yeah, they have the, they have the flashing ones
with
now.
The outline of red that flashes.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
And like I think I mentioned before, that when we went out with that meeting, when I went out with them, they said maybe, they said, we don't pay for that.
Right.
Well, that's what Lambert said. So there's a new guy in his position. Let's see what he comes back for a solution for this. And then see what we want to do, if we have to pay for it ourselves or whatnot. But I don't think we need to. I think maybe a bigger stop line, too, that was mentioned.
Well, it's still confusing
stop on the road
for people coming from Deerfield Way to get on Exit 3. And to them, it appears that the people at the stop sign would have the right of way, because they're turning. And then you get this standoff where nobody wants to go. And
then everybody goes at once.
You get somebody rear-ending it because you stopped and not supposed to. It's bad. It's a bad situation.
On one stop sign going east, there's a stop sign. But on the back side of the stop sign, it says, do not enter. All I'm saying is, if I was new,
right,
and I see an octagon,
you can't see the back side of it.
You can't see the. You don't have to see the that it says stop. But wait a minute, octagon, they're stopping. You know, it's got a stop sign. I mean, right. It might get somebody thinking that. And I'm just saying, if you move that "do not enter" sign below that stop sign, and it's a little thing, you know. And we're talking about a lot of different things, but.
I hear you. When you get the engineers involved,
work. Oh, yeah,
they come up with all these ideas. I don't know.
Well, one of them wanted, stuff hanging
the,
down there,
one of them wanted to take the stop signs out. I think I told you guys that. Make it.
No, it sounds great.
At your will?
All four. Let's get rid of
like a normal intersection. They stop coming up off the highway.
Well,
stop.
That'll be the fun. Literally chicken.
You have thousands of cars coming down.
And trucks. A big
truck.
Yeah,
it'd be crazy. Yeah. So, I mean,
it's a person that doesn't travel that road. That, right, you know, that's right. And then, like you're saying, they stop, and the person that has stopped, that wonder, wait a minute, where are we at? And,
right. It just gets very confusing. Yeah. All right, okay. You're on it. Thank you.
Drive take back is Saturday, October 28th. Thanks to the chief for letting us use the fire department, 10 to 2. It's been brought up, the speed limit on Raymond Road. When all the businesses down by from the mobile, from Diamond Hill, all the way to our intersection, it's 45. Right onto Old Candy Road, about a quarter mile down, as you all know. About possibly lowering that. We've been having some crashes there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
At coming the intersection, out of it, yeah. Mainly. Mm. But we've had a lot of businesses with a lot more traffic. We got a lot of trucks coming out of Copa. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of cars doing 45, right. So if everyone's doing 50, mm-hmm. 50 plus down through there. A lot of close calls. I don't have any data with the Cobot showing accidents, but I'd rather be preemptive and maybe we ask the state.
Oh, the mile and a half, you get three different speed limits.
You know, mm-hmm. To lower that speed down.
45, 50, and 35.
Because coming from Raymond.
Well, I realize that.
It's ridiculous.
Coming from Raymond, they're not doing 45. I mean, they're moving.
From, it's 50. Right from, just after you get past first stop, and there's a section there 35. Before you get to the old Catholic church.
Yeah.
There's 50.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it goes to 45.
I thought it was 55.
It's crazy.
I'm talking about the section. I'm talking about the section with down by the church.
Right.
With Lincoln Light.
Where
the 50 miles per hour goes to 45.
To right.
Through that intersection, 45.
Yeah. Right.
It goes all the way up to Diamond Hill, and that changes back to 50.
Yeah.
Right.
In the same way, Diamond Hill, you're coming west. Mm-hmm. It goes to 45 right there by Diamond Hill on the other side.
You know anybody
all the way
that
through
changes
that intersection.
Their speed by 5 miles an hour?
I know.
What?
No. Nobody changes their speed by 5 miles an hour.
No.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
Unless it's more.
But I think a 35 or a 40 or have them look at it with their...
Yeah, 40.
What?
We got the youth facility right there.
Yes.
We've had a lot of growth.
Voting.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed over the past
all
the
way
years
down to
here.
Brown Road.
What?
Schools. All the way down schools. Brown Road. Oh, yeah. 40.
You want 40 over there?
You can't do 35 unless you ride the brakes down the hill.
Maybe the whole road needs to be 40.
That's what I'm saying.
40 is pretty fair. From the mobile all the way.
Let's work on 43 first. Okay.
You want to raise it to 40, you said too?
No. She's talking about her road.
I know.
He said, do I want to raise it to 40?
I just wanted to make sure the board...
Yeah, good.
Authorize me to talk with the DOT.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Engage with them a little bit further on that. Jeff and I went down to Brown Road. Had a resident that had encountered a truck coming around a corner. We thought the truck may have been going too fast. The stone wall is right on the edge of the inside of this corner. He bent his wheel. So we went down, we met with him. We saw some brush, some trees that need to be cut because the trucks inherently go towards the center of the road. We stood down there, we watched some trucks go by, a couple box trucks and a dump truck, I think it was. We see the trucks coming out a little bit. They're not right on the shoulder. And the road's narrow to begin with, like a lot of the old town roads.
Yeah.
So we were throwing out maybe that section's windy. We think the speed limit should be 25 from the top of the hill, just past Hook Road. You go up that little hill, then it gets narrow. Mm-hmm. We were just tossing it out, and we were standing down there looking at it like, this is, there's no shoulder. There's people out there walking. There's no way for them to go. There's brush and trees. Mm.
Personally, I don't have any problem with you lowering anything as long as we can enforce it.
That's right.
If we can't enforce these things, right. And I don't know if we need right. another officer or they can tag team. I don't know. To me, it just, I think we try to avoid it, but I just think we have to enforce some of these things and start ticketing. And
right, but someone doing 40, not unreasonable, and it's 5 miles over the limit. If you do 40 on Brown Road and you're walking,
yes,
you're walking, they look like they're doing 60.
You're right.
I agree.
I've jogged on it, I've walked on it.
Because it's so closed in and narrow.
We were watching these trucks and they were barely moving, but they looked like they're going fast. And they're not.
I've been on roads with the truck that I drive and doing 30, and I feel like I'm going 100. Because they're so narrow, windy, and I looked down. I'm only doing 30.
It's tough, and they sound loud. Trucks are loud. People see them. They're big. They look like they're going fast on the corner. They're not. But it's a narrow road, so the trucks are going to tend to go towards the center line. There's no yellow line, and you got a town. It's a deficiency. You got a town road that's narrow.
What about the yellow speed limit signs for like?
What?
What about the yellow sign? So it's not, you're not changing the posted speed limit, just
an advisory speed?
Yeah.
Caution, narrow road. I mean, will people read it?
Well, they're too busy looking at their phones.
I say just lower it, would be my opinion. Do you need to,
we can look at advisory signs and talk it over and come back to you guys. I guess I just wanted to bring it out in the open here. And when we were there, another resident came out and she says, it's hard to back my truck up because they come over the hill, but it's a short little hill. Mm-hmm. Even if they're doing 38, they're right on top.
Backing out onto the road?
They pull up and they want to back in.
Yeah. Wanted to back it in or whatever.
Oh, one
and they
back
live right on the corner.
Oh,
oh yeah.
So it's bad.
Either way, it would be hard to back out, too.
You know how that goes. When we're in a neighborhood, everybody comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Well, it's good to hear from people.
Yeah.
Someone has something to say about it, and so we listen.
Yeah, you guys can just get hit and make a recommendation. Yeah, we'll
look into it further.
Yeah, but Mike, lowering the speed limit doesn't make the road any wider for the joggers and the people on bicycles. You're still going to have that problem.
Gives them a second or two more.
Right, but if we tell the residents
to live.
No, I agree. The tree trimming, I think. Some tree trimming in there would be helpful.
There was a lot of vegetation that needs to be cut.
Canopy is a big thing in town.
Especially with
the trucks.
Trucks, yeah.
In that particular corner, there's a couple trees and a couple lower limbs that kind of hang out over the road. So I know what the trucks are thinking. They don't want to hit their headboard, so they'll kind of creep out into the center of the road to try and get past them.
But if we lower it to 25, that would give you some room. If they're going 30,
it would give
then
us
you
a
can
wiggle
stop
room.
It.
Stop it would give them us some wiggle room,
and ticket them.
Correct.
I don't know, I just say do it.
We talked about lowering the speed limit to 30 on all the town roads.
Yeah.
Just an idea I had way back. I mean,
I thought didn't we discuss that?
35?
I thought no,
they're 35.
35 if it's not posted.
Because it's a rural road, so it defaults to the state RSA on the speed.
Oh, I see.
And West, after a traffic engineer, traffic study, or an engineering study, doesn't define either one of them under the state statute. But the town fathers can change, alter speed limits.
Right.
And same thing with the commissioner of transportation, they can alter the ones on the state road.
After
there's an engineering study or a traffic study, but
that's
it doesn't
why
say.
We did that, what we did on Chester Turnpike.
Sometimes
well,
the traffic study was,
too.
His Jeff's Dennis and myself would go over there, check the thing out, come up with a recommendation after viewing it and whatnot, you know.
So is that your recommendation to lower it to 25? Because I don't know how long it takes to make a sign nowadays.
You mentioned about the advisory signs. Maybe I'll check with the Planning Commission, report back, just to get some advice.
Oh, what's just advisory? So an advisory sign, does that mean that that's the speed limit? I don't
know. It's not the legal posted
like,
speed limit.
Oh, this is what you should do.
No, this is what, they do it right on the state. The speed limit is 35 on Deerfield Road, down by the bridge, by the corners, by old Deerfield Road, and then they have those signs up, yellow signs. It's just an advisory. It's not enforced by us. It's just caution. There's a hazard, and then you're out of the hazard. The speed's 35. It's not enforceable.
Right. But it's a larger sign than a speed limit sign.
True.
And it sticks out more than a speed limit sign.
Yeah. It's a step in the right direction, absolutely.
I would say probably most people think it is.
People don't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they do see it, it may spark them to say, oh, maybe there is a hazard somewhere. Yeah. Maybe I should slow down.
Some people see it as a challenge.
I just thought, I could make the roads wider, but I think it's somebody interested in slowing down. If five people see the sign and slow down,
like red lights
and it's five more cars, could save a life of someone walking or whatever out there, but it's always going to be the new inexperienced driver, someone flying through these back roads. I mean, we've been getting motorcycle complaints, four-wheeler complaints lately.
Well, in that particular spot, there really is no widening the road. I mean, the right-of-way is very tight.
Well, you've got your UPS new drivers with these bigger boxes. They're hard. They're not familiar, and they'll probably come out wider too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
all right.
A lot of changes.
Check it out. Let us know.
Okay. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Board get any other questions for the PD? How about the public? No?
Building. Nope, fire. Sorry. Sorry, building. Fire.
Fire. I got a memo here from Dean. Last month they worked on truck and building maintenance. They had EMS training and they had auto extrication and stabilization training. And again, the EMS department is responding to over one call a day for a total of 53 calls between the EMS, the ambulance service, and the fire service last month.
Wow.
They've been busy.
Now, Brian alluded to this earlier, but I'm sure we all remember 22 years ago today, over 300 New York firefighters and police officers responded to their last call.
That's right.
And just to give you an idea of the magnitude of that, besides that, the fire department lost over 56 pieces of equipment that day at the World Trade Center.
Yeah, I saw it. Crazy.
That? What a day that was in this country's history. I thank Brian for recognizing that at the beginning of the meeting.
I agree with that.
It was appropriate.
Very fitting.
Two people.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
Two people.
Yeah, all right. Now, one more thing. We got an email here from Mike Kelly, and he's recommending two people to be accepted by the fire department, be appointed to the fire department. This would be, the first one is Anna Bagnardi. She's an EMT. She's in paramedic school, lives in Deerfield. She wants to work in the fire department. She works for AMR in Manchester and Ashland. So I say, well, let's not let her do that.
Right. Okay.
So I move to that we appoint Anna Bagnardi to the Acadia Volunteer Fire Department.
Second that.
Any questions, discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
And the second nominee is Kendrick Guerrier. He wants to join the department through the SAFER grant. He works full-time for the Air National Guard as an air crewman. He's been active for a few short weeks. And they recommend him because he'd be a great addition to the team. In light of that, I move that we approve Kendrick Guerrier's appointment to the Candy Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Yeah, I'd just like to comment. You know, we just got a grant to attract people to the fire department. We have to shoo them away. About every meeting, we get two or three people that want to join that department. It's unbelievable. I think that's
They get paid to do it, so that's a real good incentive for them.
Yeah.
Get paid to go to the training, whether they want to work or not.
Yeah, we don't have to pay.
Exactly. Great.
I think that he wants to be an EMT. Is that correct? He's going to that training or not?
No, I don't see that.
Okay.
He's already started his medical training with us last, so he started with the department.
Well,
we're fortunate that we have that kind of interest in people that want to serve our town.
Absolutely. Anything else for fire? Seeing none? Building. Robert?
Building department, last month we did a total of 60 permits. We did 71 inspections, 6 fails, and I did a one-stop work order on the house. We had a total revenue last month of $9,095, which brings the year-to-date up to $62,150.46. We've already surpassed what we made last year, for the whole year. And code enforcement part, I'm still working with the homeowners. They are cleaning. It's a slow, painful process, but everybody keeps moving forward.
So would you attribute the increase in revenue to the changes in the schedule as far as payments and things, or do you think it's an increase in permits from last year?
I think it's a combination of three things. The price increase. I believe the permit increase is a little bit higher this year.
Yeah.
And people that I'm finding that haven't been pulling permits are now pulling permits because they don't want to pay the fees again.
All right.
Fees, well, penalty fees.
All right.
Fair enough.
Perfect. I did get a call from Tom Severin in reference to over at the site, the new site there, and he is going to be working with an engineer, and they are going to do the dig the test pits to do the testing, and there'll be a full report.
I talked to him today.
Yeah.
One of my inspections. I'm not a soils person.
Right.
So he said he's going to talk to his engineer. And
he did. He reached out and he got a price from the guy, and they're going to Severino is going to do the actual backhoe work, and this guy will write up the report.
Right. He's going to do a test pit.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot cheaper for the town.
Yeah, yeah. I guess they'll do more than one, but they're going to do some series of test bits and all that. He did want me to relay that to you.
Okay.
Anybody?
One other thing, it's kind of a housekeeping thing, but I want the board's okay on it. I've talked with the ZBA. They actually talked to me about building permits. The town, when you get a permit in the town, it's good for 1 year. After 1 year, you get to renew it for half the price. And we have people that have been renewing the permits for many, many years in a row, which I have to still follow. If they started building the house in 2001, I still have to give it to them at half price because that's what the town's been doing. And I still have to go with those codes back then.
Oh, really?
Once they start a job, you continue the permits, that whatever book we were on,
yep,
we have to stay with it for the rest of that project. So we can't get anybody to bring it up to date. What I'd like to do, because it's just housekeeping, is issue the permit for the 1 year like we do now, and then issue one renewal at half price for 1 year from the expiration date. After that, you need to pull another full permit. That way, you get 2 years to do a project. If
right.
That's done, you have to follow the new
code. Codes if they are ready. Yep.
But I want to do it with the people from today on. I don't want the people that have been doing it, I don't want to.
Right.
Sure.
You know, because they'd be way out of code on some of the jobs they're doing.
Okay.
They're so far back on the books. You know, they basically would have to tear apart their property and start over again.
So is that something like a motion that we need from the board?
I think it's just a housekeeping thing, but I would like to have the board's approval on it, so that way if people start complaining and say, well, they brought it to the board, they approved it.
I think 2 years.
So you want a motion to
I'd say 2 years is fair.
Allow the building permits to be valid for 1 year and can be renewed once after that.
Right, once at half price.
After that, they have to reapply for a new permit.
Right, the renewal would be from the expiration date.
Correct.
You do have people that wait 6 months and want to do another renewal.
Okay.
So that gives them 2.5 years.
I see. So that's a maximum of 2 years for any one permit.
Correct.
And after that 2 years, if they want, they're going to have to go to new codes.
Right.
So
if they are.
Well, wait a minute, though.
If the codes change.
If correct. Yes, correct.
What if they've started? The only reason I'm asking this, is this for money purposes or code purposes?
Code purposes.
Okay, so if they've started something and because of the economy or whatever, they can't continue on or they can't complete it after the 2 years or due to the 2 years or whatever, and they've put something in, now it's no longer code, they tear it out?
No. It depends on what it is. I mean, the codes don't change that much. You know, the code may change, and smoke detector is going to be within 3 feet of a bedroom in the hallway. They might change it to 5 feet.
So you just have to pull a sheetrock down. I don't agree with that. Just because of the economy, the money part, that's not so bad, but it's somebody trying to get a loan to build a house these days. It's just, you know, it's what, I mean,
well,
percent.
First of the bank, they want it completed too. They don't want it put off either. Right.
2 years is quite a bit of time.
Okay.
Right.
It
is.
I mean, the
new permits on. The people that are already doing it, we just got to let them continue. Hopefully they're
going to
finish up soon.
So I move that the maximum number of times you can renew a building permit would be once in the town of Candia.
From the expiration date of the permit.
At half price.
Right. That's consistent. Yeah.
I'd second that.
Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Ross.
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Opposed?
And I'm opposed.
Sue's opposed.
On here, you've got a lot of pulled permits. Is that?
On the violations?
Violations, yeah. So those now they have to submit another?
Those are the ones that I found doing jobs without permits.
Oh.
And that was the result that they ended up pulling the permits. All the pulled permits are people that complied.
They have complied?
Right.
Oh, okay, okay, all right.
I haven't really had anybody that I've caught doing a job without a permit that hasn't paid. They came and pulled a permit.
Fantastic. Across from the Blevins property, was that sold? Up on by the bank.
Oh, Bernard. The one up.
By the bank, across the street from the bank.
Oh.
Besides where you used to have your shop there behind you?
No.
Behind your shop?
Across the street.
Yeah, what about that one?
There's D&M.
No.
There's a house
there.
Left
it to the
no,
right.
No, I'm not.
What's your question?
Has that property been sold that was tractor trailers there, and it was Blevins, I think, that owned.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the Blevins property?
Blevins property.
Oh, yeah, that's been sold. Yeah, there's someone in there cleaning up.
An old Deerfield
Road?
Blevins Drive.
Blevins 27 and Blevins Drive.
Yeah, I'm working with those people that they've been cleaning it up. Yeah.
All right, that's what I thought. I saw some. Okay. Books
it,
paintings
still over there?
Yeah. All right. Anything else for the building department?
No.
All right. Solid waste. Thank you, Rob.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right. We're going against August here, and in total waste, 121 tons last year, 128 tons this year. In recyclables, 24 tons. Last year, 28 plus tons this year. And then we go on the backside. August of last year was 962, 714. But year to date, we are ahead of last year. But the caution there is recyclables vary in it's a commodity. What happens is we may have accumulated a certain product for a long period of time. Part of it was last year, and we had enough to ship this year, so that goes into this year's. It doesn't show in last year's. So it depends upon what the market is, where we're going to be up or down at that point. I can't get over this, is 92 tires recycled on here on August 2nd.
Is that a lot?
Well, it just seems no matter what, we get rid of them and they build right back up again. But I don't, it's a cost. We charge for them, and it's to cover the cost of us disposing of them. I mean, it's not, it's just, I don't know how we keep accumulating so many tires, but we do.
Better than them being on the side of the road.
Pardon?
Exactly. Better than them being on the side of the road.
Well, ask the chief. He sees a number of them on the side of the road.
Not lately, but yeah.
It is. It's a good thing to keep them off the road. But then again, when you buy your tires, you can leave them right there, too. So.
Yeah, they charge you, too.
So you don't have to put them in your car and drive them over. So, and if you come down to the recycling center, you've got some beautification projects going on. Chuck and Roland has done a lot of the recycling of the metals, different metals, and taught Chuck how to do it, and all the other people. They've made some, put some nice things out to change it from just a dump, say, at that point. So that it set off the, I don't know where they got sewing machines set out there. It's just a little something different.
Creative rascals.
Pardon?
Creative rascals.
Yes.
All right. Anybody on the board or the public have anything else for solid waste? Seeing nothing. Budget?
There are three of us, I think,
four
attending the budget conference tomorrow. Our meeting is Wednesday night, and then I would urge anyone listening to this, if you want to know what the proposals are for the town budget for next year, if you listen in or you come Friday at 3:00, it's this Friday at 3:00, you can hear all the details. And I'll definitely urge the budget committee, but that's about it.
Good. Under other, the only thing I have for planning was we did discuss our budget and changed a few of the line items, but the overall budget, I think we came up with is like $45 less than last year, so it wasn't any huge change.
Less, did you say?
Less, yeah.
Slightly.
Oh, just for the town, just for the planning board, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant total.
No. Yeah, that would be
it.
And still working with Brian Roth with the GIS system. They have identified some issues with the tax maps overlaying or whatever, but they'll work out what they can. And we kind of knew that going in, that there was going to be issues. And hopefully as things change in town, properties get bought, sold, whatever, those corrections will make it a lot better. I didn't get anything else from Rudy. I mean, we had a fairly quiet meeting. But I guess there are some things coming up. There's a couple informationals that are coming up at the next one. So I'll have probably more to report.
Thank you for including that, Brian.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, you're entirely
welcome.
I
didn't see it on here, and I thought...
I was going to say something. Yeah.
No, thank you very much for informing us.
New business, Agricultural Commission recommendation. Would you like to speak to that, Matt? Or?
Yeah, we have two folks that would like to fill the two alternate positions that we currently have open. Both are... Well, to me, they're younger folk, but I'm not sure what that means anymore. Both have been vendors at the farmers market for a couple of years, and one of them, Alex Campbell, has been volunteering as well. Both are good, active members of the agricultural community.
and I'd like to see them both on board to bring some new blood.
And the other person was, oh, Alex and Rich?
No, Rich.
Do you need a motion?
Yes, please.
I'll make a motion to accept Alex Campbell and Rich Ascoli.
Ascolillo.
There we go, thank you.
Ascolillo, wow.
To the Agricultural Commission as whatever they need them for.
Second that.
All right, any other questions anybody has, the board? Seeing none, all in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the other new business I wanted to bring up, because it is going to be a cost. And you know, at the last meeting we discussed that we were going to have the hazardous, the asbestos study done at the property. And it did come back. There was more than one area, and it's going to cost $6,000 to clean up the asbestos down there. So I just wanted to make the board aware, and if you have any concerns.
I think we have to change our motion, because I think we put a, didn't we put a cap on that when we made it?
I mean, it was 22,000.
So yeah. We'll have to change our motion, well, or do another motion.
We can do another motion. This doesn't have anything to do with the 21,000 for the demo. The demo can't happen unless we get rid of the asbestos.
Right, but I think we have.
And we have currently 11,000 and change left.
But is Anthony?
That's already been approved by the board.
Right.
And I don't know how much more Anthony is going to be billing us out of that money. But my thought was to move it along, because otherwise we'd have to have another public hearing and all that. I'd rather just go ahead and pay the $6,000, and if we need more for Anthony afterwards, then we can have a public hearing and pull some more out.
So what's the 11,000 left? I'm sorry. I'm
That's from what was approved to
64,500 last year.
We what?
64,000 and change.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was approved, and we still have 11,000 and change
and
left.
Anthony is doing the asbestos?
No. Anthony is the architect. And that money is still there, and I don't think he's going to be billing us that much if there is another bill.
That's the number he gave us.
Right.
So.
Well, Brian, what was that extra $5,000 for when we authorized the $21,000? Or was it $500?
It was 500, and that was
okay,
that was to do the study, okay. And even that wasn't accurate. That was 1800.
Did that go over?
Yeah, 1800.
All right, and that's where they found it.
And that was the company that found the asbestos.
She did all the testing.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we're in it so far.
I know. I mean, to me, we can't do anything until the thing is cleaned up. So
we don't need to have a public meeting for the 6th. As long as we take it from the 11?
Correct.
Take it from 11 if Anthony needs more, then.
And if we need more, Sue, then I'll have to come back with a
public hearing.
And ask the board to release some more. I know.
Well, we're in this thing.
Well, there's nothing, yeah.
I mean, we've got to do it.
I said it that day. I said it's not going to be just this amount. It never is. It's always more.
Well, I mean, everybody kind of figured, even the fire department kind of figured that there was asbestos there.
Oh, he knew there were. He said for sure. But
so, but to how much and how expensive it was to
dispose
to get rid of,
yeah.
Of it, nobody knew.
Is that $6,000 for a
yeah.
Yes, that's the quote that she got from the company.
From
now,
just one company? Or did you call a couple in? Yeah.
It was recommended by, the Severino's recommended the demo company, and they recommended the asbestos testing.
Yeah.
It's all part of the same group that works together.
So, when can this get moved forward?
I'm sure they'll jump on it just as fast as the money.
Because as they're demolishing the building, that's when they take care of that. And she
has to do that before they
have to mitigate the.
But they have to do that before they demo the building.
It's not in the process.
This is a separate outfit.
Remove the asbestos
first,
because if you go and do the demo, the dust is
all of it.
What
contaminates everything else? So.
Okay. No. Also.
Yeah, I know. It's.
You want a motion?
Please.
I move we authorize the expenditure of $6,000 to remove the asbestos from this property on Raymond Road.
Can I qualify that? All hazardous materials, because they're...
Well, that's right. Whatever hazardous
material. Well, they might not have that in the contract.
That was an asbestos study, so...
Doesn't the oil have to be drained?
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't the oil have to be drained?
The what?
It was an asbestos test.
Yeah, it was asbestos, yeah.
All right, who's draining the oil? The oil has to be drained. I do know that.
Is it in ground tank?
I don't know, or gas, whatever.
No, it's not in ground.
The fuel has to be...
In the basement or something?
Taken care of before you can...
With all the water?
I believe the demo company, they didn't cite anything about that, Sue.
I would think that would be done.
I'm sure that's something they run into all the time.
Oh, yeah, it has to be done before they demolish it. But I didn't know if it was included in the 21. Do we have a contract or not, that 21?
There's that proposal.
The proposal was, yeah.
Differential.
Right, but does it say that?
No, I don't think it's spelled out what it is.
Because you can't expect this asbestos company to remove the oil if we're giving them $6,000 to do the...
Got nothing to do with that, yeah.
So...
You want to limit it to asbestos removal?
Yeah, I just wouldn't, I don't think you can make them remove everything that has to be done.
That's the motion.
That's my opinion.
Do you get a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian?
No, Sue with reservation, but Sue will do it.
Okay.
We'll see.
Patrick?
Pat.
Yes, all right, you name it.
It's a never...
Reluctantly.
Yes, reluctantly, thank you.
I agree. I don't argue with you, Sue, on that.
I know.
Anything else in new business? Do we have anything else?
I'm not really trying to know.
Oh, I know one thing I wanted to ask you. Did you get a bill for Nikki mowing the old dump?
No, I haven't seen one.
Because he said he was going to take care of it. That was, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago? He was supposed to do it, like, that weekend.
Did you drive by?
I did not.
I went by, but I wasn't paying attention.
Really?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Anyone notice any rust on
it? I'll tell you tomorrow.
Tell Andy, because then if it hasn't been done, you can reach back out to Nikki and tell him, come on, we need that done.
All right. And who's, Nikki is your...
Critchett.
Critchett.
Nikki Critchett, Dwayne's son.
Okay. You'll have to give me his number.
If I can.
You can give it to me after.
I know my kid said that he was going to do it.
Right.
Okay.
They know more than I do.
Do they? Old business? Purchasing policy.
I had one recommended change to it.
Okay.
Section 6D.
6D.
It says if the department head is satisfied with the services being provided and the bid price has not increased more than 2% from the previous year, the department head is not required to go out to advertise sealed bids for any service over $10,000 requirement for a total of 3 years. That 2% is pretty thin. Just about every number is going to have some more inflation built into it every year. It's not going to be 2%. I think it should be closer to 5 or 6.
Okay. Alright. Just based on the numbers I'm getting.
But that's quite a bit. If it says sealed bid for any service over the $10,000, so you take $20,000 and add on 5%, that's going to knock somebody's budget out of whack. Do you know what I mean?
If
you don't come back to the board and you don't rebid it, in my opinion, but I don't know.
So it's 5% a year for 2 years.
Yeah. Add the five, then add the five on the new
figure.
Yeah,
that's right.
It could be. I don't know. I don't care though. I see whatever you guys think works.
2%. We've never had 2% inflation.
No.
They say 3 coming down the road here.
Yeah.
What road is that?
Section 6.
Bidenomics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a 3%.
Hard at work.
Anywhere in there.
Hard at work. Don't get me going. Okay.
Did you want to change it?
So what's your change? No. Do you want to change it to 5?
Yes. I think 5 is a fair number.
Okay.
And board says?
I just think the board should be more involved in different things. This department head can do it and then the liaison does it. I don't know. I guess I picture the board as a team working on things or at least being informed. And it seems like more and more things
Well, the one thing, you know, with
I think it was designed that way to expedite things, so it wouldn't take so long for the board to get together and make a decision.
I know, we were just talking about a sign that costs nothing, and we didn't make a decision. I don't know. I guess, maybe I'm just down on politics right now. But no, it just seems like we're always studying and waiting and, you know, and I like action.
I think that's the idea.
Know, on the contracts that the solid waste has that comes forward, that's put into budget, and we, as a board, discuss it.
Right.
So
that's
what I'm saying is,
from this.
No, okay, that's... No.
There's a multi-year kind of... You know,
right,
like,
right, that's
like
what... No, okay, I'm sort of jumping in here to... That what I'm saying is, you're talking about the board
like
discussing,
Jeff,
the board does discuss that.
You know, he's
well.
Calling
for
salt
for your...
Because, you know,
well,
if we're having snowstorms or ice storms...
Well, that's kind of why I brought up the fact about the six
and
grand for
it's
the...
It's easy for... It's,
I think that is wise to do.
You know, I could have said, yeah, okay,
you
just
you know what I mean?
Get it
we
done,
can't
you know,
wait for... There's certain...
But this is an important thing when moving forward with help.
And also, I mean, there's certain instances like Jeff during winter. I mean, you can't.
Right.
You can't. We can't wait for a meeting to have.
No
salt
time. Sometimes time
sand.
Is of the essence.
Yeah. Or if a machine breaks down at the dump, I mean, that can sometimes hold them up, and they can't. You know, a compactor can't be shut down.
No.
And not for a long period of time.
I think that the 5%.
Well, then can we go back to section 2A? Says that said purchases need to be identified within the department annual budget. So we're kind of contradicting. We're saying it has to be in the budget, and he might not know how much or when he needs more salt. Or,
right.
And then we're saying it can be, I don't know.
Well, I think maybe that other one's kind of the loophole. I mean, to say that you're giving the...
Well, that's
know,
to help you out with
yeah.
situations you can't foresee.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's all well and good to try to put everything in the budget, and you want
to
use salt.
So then why do we have
for,
section 2A?
Well... For planned
well, that's
expenses.
For initially. That's
yeah.
we want it in there.
Like,
but
yeah.
you should have the flexibility. If something unforeseen comes up, you have the ability to move on.
Okay. So now the board doesn't have to approve anything over 5,000, or what's the deal with this new? Just to wrap it up.
Any purchases of service, the authorized must be authorized by a department head, or a committee chair, vice chair. Said purchases shall be identified with the department's annual budget. So if there is an expense, I would say that either it would be Mike or Mike's liaison or Brian.
If it's over 5 but under 10.
Right. Okay. Must have the approval of the selectman's liaison is between 5 and 10. That's when you go to
right.
your department head. I mean,
and
your liaison.
And that's an old policy, isn't it?
Yep. Yes. Yeah, it was. We just really updated the numbers on this because the numbers are low.
Right. So that kind of answer your question,
mm-hmm.
too? Yes?
Yeah.
And what about 6D, where Boyd proposed the 5%?
We're
going to
leave that at 5?
Did we already decide that?
Yeah, do you want to just accept the package? I mean, would that be easier? You know what I mean? Than going
well,
piece by
that,
piece.
He wants to go.
I think
change?
It's going to happen anyway, so let's just, you know.
Would that change?
Yeah, I was going to no, he can, if he likes a 5, that's fine.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, again, inflation.
Yeah, I mean,
$1,000
there's no such
go
thing
far.
As 2%.
I was going to say that.
That's gone.
Yeah.
That isn't
going to
happen.
So you want to adopt this as recommended?
Would that change?
With the exception of 6D?
Yeah.
And make that 5% instead
okay.
of 2%?
Okay.
That's my motion.
Okay.
And if you don't like it, next year you can
change it. We can change it.
Yeah.
Do I get a second?
Next meeting
you can change it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Do I get a second?
Yes. Second.
Okay. Any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Rod.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing
good
this.
Job.
Good job.
Okay.
All right, what else we got? Other business. Anybody got anything else for us? Nothing to report? You had a good trip? Life is good?
Yeah, lost his razor.
Yeah. I'm not shaving.
I threw it overboard.
Are we going to be okay with our legal?
No.
No, I just, Jeff might be asked Wednesday. I looked at it, I thought,
what do you mean,
2,000 or something.
We've got like 2,500
left. Yeah,
2,500.
Yes, that's it.
That's not bad.
Well, the retainer is $1,900 a month.
We only got 3 more months.
Over the retainer. We definitely need to consider increasing the line of budgeting.
Just to put, I mean, just so the board knows, something's going to have to be moved around, we just do the math.
Bottom line budget, but for next year, I would suggest.
Well, even for this year, we're going to have to get the money from somewhere. We made a commitment to the law firm, we can't just not pay them.
Well, and the stuff that's been going on.
Other people are doing GoFundMe for their legal expenses against the town, so why don't we do the same thing?
For towns?
He wants, he's suggesting that we do.
Oh, hey, you can be a trendsetter. I like it.
Let's do some crowdfunding for us. We do crowdfunding.
You know what I would do if I saw that in the mail?
Write it up.
We do crowdfunding.
Exactly.
But it's not voluntary.
No.
Write it up.
We do go fund.
Completely involuntary.
Yeah, voluntary.
I mean, everything's voluntary.
Right. Well, taxes aren't.
Well, they are. You don't have to pay.
Okay. You didn't hear that, public, okay?
I mean,
for the calendar,
we all make choices.
Calendar, we got the budget meeting is scheduled for this Friday at 3 o'clock, Town Hall. Special Town Meeting on Thursday, September 21st, 6:30, Town Hall. And the next Select Board meeting is September 25th, 6:30.
Okay. Do people know that we're closing Wednesday?
Public input.
That's my birthday.
The 25th?
Yeah. We're closing
public
Wednesday
input.
At 1.
I might have to have the night off.
Why?
No public input? For the employee luncheon.
Oh,
yeah, you can put that out there, too.
And get on the website.
Oh, good. Thank you.
No public input? Everybody's talked out?
This is a long meeting for us.
Board get any else? If nothing?
Move to adjourn.
We'll second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you, everybody.